Is it time to outsource your fleet management? September 27, 2025. Are you struggling to keep your fleet running efficiently? Maybe it's time to outsource certain tasks, while keeping control of the strategic ones. This can boost performance, cut costs, and free up your team to focus on growth. As South African logistics and transport operators face mounting pressures around cost, compliance, efficiency, and sustainability, the question of whether to outsource certain fleet management functions is becoming increasingly relevant. While much attention is typically paid to the leasing versus owning debate, outsourcing operational tasks presents another opportunity to enhance performance, if applied strategically. Fleet operations are inherently complex and resource-intensive. Done well, outsourcing can help operators cut costs, improve efficiency, and unlock capacity to focus on business-critical priorities. Done poorly, it can strip away control, reduce flexibility, and expose the business to new risks. So, how should South African transport businesses evaluate whether to outsource aspects of their fleet management? It's not just about cutting costs. Too often, the decision to outsource is driven solely by the finance department's desire to reduce overheads. This blinkered approach can result in short-term savings but lead to long-term inefficiencies, especially when strategic functions like asset lifecycle planning or procurement are handed over to third parties without sufficient oversight. A more holistic approach is needed. Instead of seeing outsourcing simply as a cost-saving tactic, operators should evaluate it based on the value of the task, its strategic importance, and the potential for automation or digitization. What should be outsourced? For South African operators facing limited internal capacity or struggling with administrative backlogs, outsourcing these routine tasks can significantly enhance operational resilience. Repetitive, transactional, and low-value tasks are the best candidates for outsourcing. These functions demand precision and consistency but do not require in-depth knowledge of the company's strategic direction or day-to-day operational priorities. Routine services and vehicle maintenance bookings, for instance, can be efficiently handled by external providers with the right systems in place. The same applies to fuel card management and consumption reporting, which involve administrative tasks that benefit from digital automation and structured processes. Traffic infringements and e-toll administration are also time-consuming yet rule-based, making them ideal for outsourcing. In addition, vehicle registration and licensing renewals, as well as the administration of accident and incident reporting, can all be managed externally with minimal risk. By moving these tasks out of the internal team, organizations can streamline workflows, reduce costs, and allow in-house fleet professionals to focus on higher-value activities that require more strategic input. Outsourcing providers that specialize in these services typically operate digital platforms that streamline the entire process, from scheduling to reporting. In turn, this reduces manual errors, improves processing speed, and delivers more accurate data for fleet analysis. What should stay in-house? Tasks that are strategic, risk-sensitive, or closely aligned with an organization's broader business goals should generally remain in-house. Long-term fleet strategy and capital planning, for example, require a deep understanding of the company's future direction, financial outlook, and operational priorities. These decisions influence significant investments and must align with leadership expectations. Negotiations with suppliers and service providers also benefit from internal oversight, as these relationships impact cost structures, service levels, and contractual risk. Similarly, policy development, especially around safety, regulatory compliance, and environmental, social, and governance, ESG, standards, needs to be customized to fit the specific context of the organization and its workforce. Strategic initiatives such as emissions reductions and fleet electrification demand coordination across departments, including finance and sustainability teams, and are best led internally to maintain coherence and commitment. Internal stakeholder engagement, particularly with departments like finance, operations, and human resources, is essential to ensure the fleet function is integrated with broader business processes and objectives. These are not tasks that can be effectively handed off to an external party without risking misalignment or inefficiencies between fleet decisions and organizational objectives. Along with any other areas requiring a deep understanding of the business and the broader operating environment, they should remain in-house. In South Africa, where regulatory frameworks such as AARTO and carbon emissions standards continue to evolve, internal control over strategy, compliance, and supplier relationships is particularly important. How to evaluate an outsourcing opportunity? Before outsourcing any fleet management task, transport operators should ask the following questions. To reiterate, if the task is low value and operational in nature, with minimal impact on long-term outcomes, it may be well suited for outsourcing. If the task informs strategic decisions, shapes capital investment, or directly impacts service delivery, it should remain in-house. Technology's role in outsourcing decisions. Digital transformation plays a key role in the outsourcing conversation. Many of the tasks that were once heavily manual can now be digitized. South African fleet operators using telematics systems, fuel monitoring platforms, and digital maintenance scheduling tools are already well on the way to achieving effective outsourcing. The right outsourcing partner should be able to integrate seamlessly with existing systems, allowing for smooth data exchange, reporting, and compliance tracking. This is especially crucial in regulated environments where auditability is essential. Risks to avoid. It should be noted that, while outsourcing offers clear advantages, it also carries several potential risks. One such risk is the loss of visibility. Without proper oversight, outsourced tasks can lead to fragmented service delivery, inconsistent performance, or missed regulatory and compliance deadlines. Another concern is vendor lock-in. When an organization becomes too dependent on a single provider for multiple services, it can become difficult to switch vendors or renegotiate terms without significant disruption. Data fragmentation is also a common issue, particularly when outsourced providers do not integrate seamlessly with internal systems. This can lead to poor data quality, reduced reporting accuracy, and challenges in decision-making. Additionally, outsourcing can sometimes result in a lack of accountability. If no one within the organization is directly responsible for the performance of an outsourced function, service quality may decline, and important issues can go unnoticed or unresolved. These risks underscore the need for thoughtful planning and robust governance when considering whether to outsource fleet management functions. It is therefore important to retain clear lines of accountability. Furthermore, you should have access to high-quality performance data, while it's important to be able to change providers if needed. The way forward, a hybrid approach. For most businesses, a blended model will work best. Strategic functions stay internal, while operational tasks are outsourced to trusted, specialist providers. This hybrid model allows South African transport companies to focus on their core business, maintain control over strategy, and tap into the efficiency and technology of third-party service providers. Given the current market challenges, from high fuel costs and driver shortages to increasing regulatory scrutiny, the ability to adapt quickly and operate efficiently is more critical than ever. Outsourcing fleet management tasks is not a one-size-fits-all decision. It requires a clear understanding of the value each task provides, the risks associated with handing it over, and the benefits of freeing up internal capacity. For South African fleet operators navigating a challenging and rapidly changing landscape, selective outsourcing presents a real opportunity to sharpen focus, control costs, and improve performance, as long as it is underpinned by strategic thinking and strong governance. Done thoughtfully, outsourcing can be a powerful lever to help transport operators become more agile, compliant, and profitable.